界
中。皆さんこんばんは。火曜日夕方6時はラジオカフェシンクタンクジャーナルの時間です。パーソナリティ大阪学院大学経営学部中野タムスです。もう12月28日ということで、ものすごい早いですね。あっという間に、世界の中の京都を見つめ、語る番組です。先週もですね、京都大学の経済学大学院で、東アジア経済基礎論というイントロダクションとイッセンジンエコノミーという講義をもう10年ぐらい行っているんですけれども、今年はズームで、ヨーロッパの学生とですね、トータル途中、時間作成時間ありましたけど7時間という、タフなですね講義を1日で終えましたんで、その一部をですね選手に引き継いで、ちょっとこれ記念に残りますんで、聞いていただきたいと思います。なかなかですね、日本にいたら本当に英語を話す機会はないんですけれども、相手が外国人だったら英語が、どちらかというとしょうがないんで出てくる感じなんですけれども、いろんな考え方をですね、世界の人と共有したい、したいと思いますんで、このラジオもですね、世界中の人が聞けると思いますんで、英語で東アジアの現状を聞いていただきたいと思います。そしたらレコーディングしたのをですね書きさせていただきます。
ワンベルトワンロード and provide new opportunity to the world solve the Taiwan Strait problemand completely unify the country. One country, two system, implement central full jurisdiction over Hong Kong and Macau. Huge investment in AI and quantum computers. Deng Xiaoping's lessons. Deng Xiaoping's lessonIncrease U.S. credibility, develop cooperation, and don't hostile. Jiang Zemin kept his lesson and strengthened relations with the United States and formed a strategic partnership during the Clinton era. Hu Jintao strengthened his foreign route a little, but avoided conflict with the United States and China. Xi Jinping is pushing in the opposite direction.Theoretical consideration of diplomatic security. I think there are four patterns. Hegemonic stability type. Balance of power type. Collective security. Non-military coordination security. Human security. Maybe I like human security very much. Next is sea power, land power, and rimland. Mahan discussed sea power centered on the naval power, and Mackinder discussed the importance of heartland route on the Eurasian continent. Rimland is a buffer zone between sea power and land power.The confrontational structure of the Cold War was characterized by the confrontation between land power and sea power over rimland. The Korean War, Vietnam War, Middle East War, etc. can be said to be the wars linked to changes in the power balance in rimland. Myanmar and North Korea are expected to clash.East Asia-US-China conflict. The front line of power games in the great power move to East Asia. Turkey did its trap during the change of supremacy, existing power clash with new power. Matrix analysis on China's economic development stage. Type 1. Economically prosperous and politically democratized.Type 2, economically prosperous and political dictatorship. Now, now China is now type 2. Type 3, economically stalemate, politically democratization. Type 4, economically deadlocked and politically dictatorship. Walter Russell Mead's analysis, there are four traditional types of American diplomatic thought. First one, Jeffersonianism, with a philosophy of isolation, aim for diplomacy with a minimum practical cost, avoiding the intervention of allies and the danger of war. Second, Jacksonianism, with a philosophy of isolation, indifferent to international order, emphasizing the security and economic prosperity of the American people. Three, Hamiltonism, with a philosophy of internationalism, integrated into the global economic system under favorable conditions for the United States in pursuit of economic interests. Wilsonianism, with a philosophy of the internationalism, it is a moral obligation of the United States to spread American values such as freedom, human rights, and governance to the world. And at the same time, it is in the national interest and thus a peaceful aim to build an international system. Immanuel Kant for eternal peace. Immanuel Kant's idea of eternal peace influenced President Wilson's 14 points of peace principles, and the League of Nations was established. But the United States didn't join the League of Nations due to opposition from the U.S. Parliament. Now, next, speeches by the successful Prime Minister of Japan, diplomacy and security. I read, you know, all a speech after Second World War to now. It's a big, big the book. I summarize essence. The Japan-U.S. alliance is a cornerstone of diplomacy. Everything is talk about that. Asian diplomacy, United Nations diplomacy. This is the series. Everybody, all Japanese prime minister after Second War talk about this three one. Official Development Assistance, ODA. Used to be the Japanese ODA is the best in the world. Nowadays, maybe position is very getting lower. Proactive pacifism. Former Prime Minister Abe's proactive pacifism. A free and open Indo-China initiative. TPP, a Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Human security. Article 9 of the Constitution, war abandonment. Understand and respect the diversity of the world. Education that fosters a culture of mutual understanding and mutual respect. Geopolitics of outer space and cyberspace now in the 21st century. United Nations SDGs and ESG. I think it's only 5P. People, planet, peace, prosperity, partnership. I think 17 items, but 5P. If I understand the people, planet, peace, prosperity, partnership. So I think I can explain everything this through this 5P. Post-corona world. Grace one. I don't know if it will come, but it's a predictable crisis. I think corona is a grace one. It's possible to predict. Corona, climate change, supply chains, inflation and financial stability, inequality, nationalism, and various seemingly unrelated issues are actually intricately involved. Uh, 150 years since the Meiji restorations. In the first half, about 75 years, Japan advanced to the continent as a military powerhouse. And in the later half, about 75 years after the war, it specialized in the economy with the U.S. communist containment policy. Military spending was 1% of GDP. And after the Cold War in 1990, it was with the United States. Economic growth stagnated due to the effect of the Cold War in Japan. Three major crises in the 21st century. The 9/11 simultaneous terrorism, the 2008 global financial crisis, and the current pandemic of the new coronavirus can be divided into three categories: political crisis, economic crisis, and natural disaster. U.S. North Korea strategy. A former Trump administration aiming for a collective solution through summit negotiations. Former Obama administration with strategic patience. Both were unsuccessful. After solidifying the unity between Japan, the United States, and South Korea, we proceeded with working level talks between the United States and North Korea, aiming for gradual denuclearization. Reward corresponding to it, humanitarian assistance, virtually back to Bush-era policy. North Korea is a nuclear power now. Japan in the future. After the Meiji Restoration, Japan became a strong Japan by winning the Sino-Japanese War, 1894, the Russo-Japanese War, 1904, and the First World War, three consecutive victories by introducing Western European science and technology in a short period of time, by visiting European, become the only country in the world to be bombed and lost the Pacific War. Under the influence of the U.S. communist containment policy, George Kennan's Foreign Affairs ex-article, Japan became affluent because it was able to specialize in the economy. In the 21st century, Japan has fallen behind in the field of software such as IT and platforms, and the social problem, such as a declining birth rate and aging population, have caused.
ですね、こうして兄弟の後期をですね、こうして今ラジオで聞いてもらったんですけども、一つレコードとして、年末の時期に思う存分ですね、東アジアの安全保障等に、について話をさせていただきましたということで、パーソナリティ大阪学院大学経営学部中野魂です。どうも今年も終わるんですけれども、いろいろとありがとうございました。